Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, and it's free. How about that? Big deal.
It's free.
It's free. But yes, wait, there's more.
Yeah, right, exactly. If you get three of them, you'll get three free.
Yes, buy three, get three free. That's the deal. Actually, we have one of those coming up pretty soon because one of our sponsors, Calitrin, is offering that very thing, Michael.
I remember the day that you learned what BOGO meant. It was a major event in the history of American commerce.
Like a BOGO?
What is
it? What is a BOGO? A BOGO?
It's a BOGO deal.
Right. Yeah, it's buy one, get one free. That's the story.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. And then we'll multiply that times three later on when we talk about Calitrin. Right now, though, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the official list, the charts for the week of August the 8th to the 12th, as discerned and decided upon after the research done by the staff, talking to talk radio programmers and stations and hosts. These are the things that are important. The top 10 stories, the top 10 people list. Michael, help yourself.
All right. I don't know how important they are, but they're certainly being talked about a lot. And most of the conversation in the talk media and on talk radio this week centered around the number one story.
Yeah.
We have 10. Yeah. We have 10. So we went out there with our microscope and we went out there with our James Webb Space Telescope and we found the distant light of small stories that are in the top 10, such as at number 10, the media, journalism, and the First Amendment. At number 9, the Hunter Biden investigation. He hasn't been getting enough attention lately, so
no,
let's talk
poor
about
guy.
Him.
Yeah, right.
He gets talked about every time something bad happens to Trump. Then they talk about, well, what about Hunter Biden? he's like he's the default, you know. What about Hunter? Yeah. And the other one is, what about Hillary?
Yeah, Hillary's running. To see her wearing her hats. What about all the email, those hats? What about all that email?
Yeah, what about those emails?
What about those emails?
Yeah. What about, we're in the era of what about debating.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I may have done that, but what about what you did?
This goes on both sides. I mean, this is equal
like
opportunity.
Child's play.
Mommy,
he did that.
She did it, right.
Yeah, right. Yep.
At number 8, we have COVID-19 and, if you'll pardon the expression, monkeypox. At number 7, race relations, immigration, and abortion. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war, tied with U.S.-China relations, tied with foreign affairs. We've got North Korea, we've got Afghanistan, we've got Iran, China, Russia, Ukraine.
Get them all.
What a wonderful world it is.
It would be.
At number 5, we have Inflation Reduction Act and climate change. They're related.
Which is, by the way, just the opposite, because they're spending so much money on all this stuff, it's going to do nothing but increase inflation. Let's hear it for the government.
Woohoo! Doug, it's only money.
That's true. It isn't even money. It's just paper, actually. They're just printing more paper.
Sure. Don't say that.
That could
change everything. Here's the economy at number 4, which is tied into number 5 and 4. They relate to each other. At number 3, crime, police, and guns. At number 2, partisan politics and elections. And the elections are everything. The midterms, the presidential election, the election after the presidential election. I mean, we just talk about elections, ad infinitum all the way to the far future. And at number 1, the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, tied with Trump's legal issues. He's got more than just that cooking right now. So he's got enough scripts for another 25 years of law and order.
And do you ever think when you remember that time you had, we both had our Trump experiences. Yours was having dinner with him on a Sunday night at
I've had two dinners with the guy in the last 5 years.
And I have eaten at Mar-a-Lago, and he came over to my table and wanted to know how my crab salad sandwich was. That's my complete experience with Donald Trump.
He's a great maitre d'.
Yes, he is. And so, you know what? I got to talking and thinking about this week, A friend of mine said, you know, you don't really ever know anybody until you really know them. And do you ever really know them?
Exactly. And I wrote Trump a letter. I said, gosh, you never said any of this stuff was going on when we had dinner. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I wouldn't have, you know, ate with you if I had known that.
Yeah, wouldn't have eaten there. Yeah. What an outrage. Yeah. So anyway, this whole business about Trump and the raid and the politics of it all and who's going to run. We seem to have an insatiable appetite for it, but does it ever get to be too much? Will it ever burn itself out, do you think?
It's never too much because it's the common information, news, and situations that we as a nation face. And since we are in the business of dissecting that information, processing the information, revealing it, analyzing it, I would never say it's too much. Now, more.
Okay. Give us more. Remember Andrea True?
No, I mean, in all seriousness, this is historic stuff, you know? So I can understand how you might feel that way and people feel like, well, enough of this. But nobody has to listen. There are places you can go. You can go to the Golf Channel. Oh, that's kind of polluted, too, with politics.
Yeah, it is. Let me see.
The Cartoon Channel.
That's politically
incorrect now.
There. Mm-hmm. It's all there.
Hey, you want the people survey, or should we wait after you do a
commercial? No, I think you should do the people survey, and then I'll do the commercial.
Okay, at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Chuck Schumer. At number 6, Joe Manchin. At number 5, the token Trumpercy of the week. Tim, is it Tim Michels or Tim Michaels?
I call him Michaels. I don't know.
Okay. Letitia James is at 4. Merrick Garland. Isn't that a great name? Merrick Garland.
It is. He's been revived. His whole
It sounds like a hotel on Long Island. The Merrick Garland.
Mm-hmm.
At number 2, Donald Trump.
Can we say the next time we have our
We're having it at the Merrick Garland.
Mm-hmm. Donald
Trump is at 2 and Joe Biden's at number 1.
All right, so that's the list, the people list, the stories list. We'll get into some of the things that are part and parcel of those discussions and other things that are of interest and import for those who are listening to News Talk Radio. Maybe have a little sports thing thrown in here and there. A lot of happening where it's all happening right here on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks who make Calitren, Calotren. I was talking about Michael was kidding me about the BOGO deal. We've got a triple BOGO deal here. If you go to toploss.com and you have looked around, you've listened to me talk about this for a long, long time. You've seen the reports perhaps yourself. Maybe you've gone to the website, toploss.com. Maybe you're just tired of losing weight, gaining weight, losing it. You go back and forth like a yo-yo. It's not good for your body, that's for sure. This is a way when you get into this program, you will not have to worry about putting it back on again, because taking this, using your head, Calitren, the weight loss formula that is, no, there's no drugs in it, no stimulants. It just has all these pure ingredients, just the right mix. 25 years ago, this doctor and his nurses put together the formula for Calitren, which is scientifically proven to work. The collagen protein, just the right amount. The digestive enzymes, just the right amount. The aloe vera that's in it, just the right amount. And so there's no competition for this product because there's nothing like it anywhere. It'll help you help yourself to body repair and replacement, if you will. It's good stuff, and it's available now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you're there, and you get the back-to-school special. Which is buy three, get three. That's the deal. And there are plenty of other things that you get free. By the way, shipping is included when you use the discount code Doug. D-O-U-G. Lose the weight. Be pleased with what you see in the mirror by going to toploss.com. Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitren is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitren that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
17 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen from the Good Day program with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We use this sort of solidarity between the two of us. We agree on everything. And if I don't agree with Michael, he chastises me and says, you must agree with me because I know what's right. I've listened to all these talk radio programs. I know the story. I'll inspire all my your opinions. Children.
I get all my opinions and information from listening to talk radio.
Good for you, Michael.
Yeah.
So, did you watch any of the Major League Baseball Field of Dreams game?
No.
If you didn't find it, it was on Thursday night. I figured this, I almost called you, as a matter of fact, because I thought this was a perfect place for you. The Cubs versus, I think, Cincinnati. It was on the, it was the real Field of Dreams.
Oh, they played it in that in the
they
arena,
played
that
in the stadium. Yes.
Is it in like a cornfield or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. It's the original, the house. It's from, it's the movie. It's the house in the movie.
Look, did
it's
anybody the original. Come? They built it. Did anybody come?
And everybody came.
Wow.
They had pictures of the buses and the cars, and people were lined up all day long just to watch the players from the two teams, the Reds and the Cubs, come in their buses. It was a phenomenal. So I watched it. Not, I mean, I like watching the game, kind of fun. But you see the cornfields all around, and the guys, the announcers are talking about the different kinds of hybrid corn that are being grown in the fields around the Field of Dreams. It was fascinating.
Well, as a farmer, you probably found that to be fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I thought it was very, very.
Did they have stands? Was it like a stadium?
Yeah, no, they have
people?
Stands around. They have stands that they built around
it. Like a minor league field, a small
kind of,
field.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Yeah, and then you can see every once in a while there's a shot of the people sitting on the porch of the house, watching the game. And I expected at any moment to see what was his name. Shoeless Joe Jackson come out of the cornfield.
That's the only scene I ever saw from the movie was Shoeless
really?
Joe Jackson, not to be confused with Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, I saw that scene, but I never saw the movie. I hate to say it. I never
really?
Saw it.
Oh, the movie's fabulous. Costner's really comes of age in it, and James Earl Jones, and what's his face, who just died, the actor. Yeah, fooey. What's his name? Played Shoeless Joe Jackson. Anyway, there's just it's a wonderful movie, and it was inspiring to watch that baseball game. It really is something about baseball much better. I know we got all of these people worked up because the football season has started, but anyway, that's the good stuff. 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every once in a while, I just like to throw you a curveball. Just because I want to get your reaction to something. And so, if there were to be a sports talk radio list, the story list and the people list, wouldn't number one on that list be the passing of Bill Russell and the announcement that his number six is being retired across the league? So LeBron James can't wear number six anymore, or anybody else that's number six. I thought that was a pretty fascinating story.
It would be a big one. And it was a big one even in our list. You'll notice that race relations are,
yes,
are on the survey.
Yep.
And in our deeper analysis of it, the leading story about race relations was, in fact, the story that you're citing.
Yeah.
He
was big in the race. He played for the Celtics 13 or 14 years, like they had 11 championships.
11 championships. They had 11 championships. But Adam Silver, I believe, who is the commissioner of the NBA, said that they're retiring his number not only because of his fine play, but specifically because of his civil rights activism. So, you know, quite often they talk about Jackie Robinson as being a great hero in terms of the history of civil rights and sports.
Yes.
But Bill
His
Russell
number was retired, number 42, right?
As it should be. I don't know if it was retired. I think it might have been retired across
the league. I think it's retired across the league.
Across
yeah, I think
Major
it is.
League Baseball.
Yeah.
It's not a curve at all. It is something that we've documented. It was the most talked about sports story on News Talk Radio. I don't know if it was on Sports Talk. Probably was, and it was a major component of how we calculated the race relations or civil rights, which came in at number seven this week on our story
list. Yep. Okay. Back to number one, just for the heck of it. I like Brian Kilmeade. You like Brian Kilmeade. He's a very good television and radio talk personality. Apparently, he showed viewers a photoshopped image of the judge who approved the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and tried to pass it off as real. And even our pal Sean Hannity had something to say about it. But this is fun, in a manner of speaking, because it focuses them. I don't think this is negative. I think this is positive versus the Alex Jones stuff, which was bad for everybody. I don't know. Do you think I'm wrong on that?
I'm not totally sure of what the ramifications were of it. Why don't you further explain?
Well, apparently what happened on his program on Thursday was, you know, a lot of the folks that are right-wing hosts or right of center are sort of supporting Tucker Carlson, got in on this a little bit. It was an image of the judge.
Was this on Tucker Carlson's show that Brian Kilmeade sat in as the guest host of?
Yes.
Okay, that is right. Correct. Now yes. It's putting it to more of a clear situation.
But was I not making it clear? I'm sorry.
I was saying, how did he show this on his radio show? But I'm aware.
No, but they talk about it on his radio show. That's yeah.
I'm aware,
it.
Though. I'm aware that Brian Kilmeade filled in for Tucker Carlson. So did he do it as a joke, or did he do it because
that's the way
real?
I took it. I took it that way, but apparently, you know, there are a lot of people who are supposedly, you have journalism as a number 10 this week, and not many people have a sense of humor. There's nothing funny about that.
Well, it all depends on whether it was meant as a joke or not. What did the Photoshop picture depict?
It depicted hold on a second, because I can't start this and finish it, because we got 10 seconds, and my voice is...
Do you have enough wind to do a Bogo commercial?
No, I have enough wind to tell you it's 28 after the hour, though.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing a handgun. He later took his own life. Tom Manger, the chief of the Capitol Police, says the car caught fire and the man exited.
It does appear that it was not the collision with the barricade that caused the fire. It appears that the individual may have started the fire himself as he was getting out of the car.
The war on baby powder has a big casualty.
Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, taking its place their existing cornstarch version of the product. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years from women claiming that the talc-based powder gave them ovarian cancer or mesothelioma. The talc-based powder was already pulled from shelves in the U.S. and Canada a couple of years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The Norwegian government euthanized its celebrity walrus, Freya, on early Sunday morning after warning the public to stay away. The decision to euthanize the walrus was made based on an overall assessment of the continued threat to human safety, said Frank Bakke-Jensen, the director general at the Norwegian Directorate of Fisheries. Several popular videos show the walrus clambering onto small boats to sunbathe. But in the past week, the directorate warned the public to stay away from her, saying they had observed visitors swimming with Freya, throwing objects at her and getting dangerously close to her to take pictures. That may have cost her her life. There's been a surprise found underwater in the North Atlantic.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Many Californians fear the big one, but it might not be what you think. It's not an earthquake, and it isn't the mega drought. It's actually the exact opposite, a mega flood. A new study by Science Advances shows climate change has already doubled the chances of a disastrous flood happening in California in the next 4 decades. And experts say it would be unlike anything anyone alive today has ever experienced. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I always love it when Michael helps me pronounce Xing Jing Ping Ding Dong. I don't ever get that right, and he always gets it right, so if there's no other reason.
Xi Jinping?
Xi Jinping.
That French
one? Who names their children Z? Right?
Chinese people. And Z, yeah. Z is his family name.
Z is? So yeah. His first name is really Jinping, and Z is his family. So they do it backwards in China. Well, we know that.
Or they think we do it backwards.
No, we don't. We do it forwards.
If you were in China, right, you'd be Stephen wrong. Doug. You'd be Doug.
Uh-huh. I could practice my Yoda-isms over there much better than we can practice them here. All right, let's go back to the Brian Kilmeade thing for just a moment to clarify what we were talking about a few minutes ago. News talk host Brian Kilmeade on the Fox Network, and he does Fox and Friends, I think, in the morning every day, and then follows it up with a radio show.
And then he was filling in for Tucker Carlson at night. He was tired.
Right, yeah. And so whether he was part of the gag or not, I don't know. Is it no harm, no foul? Or does the judge have a reason to be ticked off about being his face being photoshopped on a picture of Jeffrey Epstein getting his toes rubbed by Ghislaine Maxwell? So
if it was done to deceive, then it's not a good thing. If it was done as a joke and it was apparent that it was a joke, then it's satire.
Right. Exactly. There you go. We need more satire. But not the kind... See, here's the thing. I'm going to show you my unobjectivity. I think most of the time what I do on a Good Day program is pretty objective. I'd like to think that that was the case. But I'm really a little more right of center than I am left of center on most issues. And so when I see this kind of stuff, I think to myself, oh, this is kind of fun. And when Stephen Colbert takes a shot at it, I think, ooh, you stink. Because I don't like Stephen Colbert because he's so radically to the left, he annoys me. So what does that tell you about me and where I really am politically? Does it tell you anything? Does it make a difference? I don't know.
It's exactly what you said, that you're a little bit right of center and you find Colbert too far to the left.
Yeah.
And it annoys you.
It does.
That's what it tells me.
Okay. Next.
I mean, I walk around all day long worried about what you think.
Now, I know you do. Yes, I'm sure of that. Absolutely, positively. Did you know that Cool Whip and Tang were invented by the same person? I just wanted this as a fact of the week.
You're kidding.
No.
How could so much genius be concentrated in one human brain?
Amazing, isn't that?
Isn't that? Cool Whip. That's
work for NASA.
I love Cool Whip.
Ooh, it's bad for you, Michael. No,
it's pure chemical. But sugar. I don't want to say anything bad about it. I don't know. Well, some Cool Whip is sugar. I like the diet Cool Whip.
Ah, good for you.
I shave with it.
You can. Number two on the list this week. I want to go back to this, the political realities of running for president. Apparently, this week, both Ivanka, Trump's daughter, and Melania, Trump's wife, have tried to talk Trump down off of the ledge. They want him not to run for president. They want to continue their fabulous lives. And if Donald Trump becomes president again, even if he runs again, they think it will ruin their lives. Their lives have quieted down since he got out of the White House. They like that. And so the two of them have gotten together to work over the fabulous Mr. Trump.
That's amazing when you think about those two getting together, because you can be sure there was no love lost between those two.
Yeah, I would think there probably wasn't. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. So anyway, I just think it's very interesting to look at these personalities and what goes on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, with regard to the war, can we go back to some of the issues here? Number six.
We can do whatever you want.
And I know that I'm at fault because I'm the one who gets you to stray. Number six is our relationship with Russia, Ukraine. Ukrainians bombed the hell out of the Crimean Air Force Base, where all of the bigwigs from Russia fly in so they can go to the Crimean beaches. Crimea, that part of Yugoslavia is just like Cape Cod, and they all love going there.
I'm sure it's exactly like Cape Cod.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They have great lobster there.
Yeah, right. Fried clams.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, this week, the continuing sort of subset to the war is the fate of Brittany Griner. Ms. Griner, the WNBA star, you know that.
Yep.
And the former Marine Paul Whelan, who's over there incarcerated as well. Yep. The Russians have said negotiations are underway over the prisoner swap. So the question being asked by people on the air is, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan worth Victor Bout, who is probably one of the most notorious arms dealers in the world, and a bad guy, killed dozens of people. So it's a two-for-one swap, or maybe a two-for-two.
It's a BOGO.
Yeah, right. Yes, it is a BOGO deal.
Yep. Right.
Buy one, get one free.
Right.
So anyway,
it's a good question, and you know, if you're asking me to answer it, I'd just say it's a rhetorical question, and it makes us really question our values and why things are done, somewhere between them being inherently important or simply being cosmetic appearances, hypocrisy for the sake of appeasing the political base.
One of the things that I got this week on the Good Day program was an email from somebody who was a veteran of World War II, and also served in Korea and Vietnam. So not a lot of people have done that. And he was taking Ms. Griner to task for going over there and using American dollars, taxpayer dollars, to try to negotiate her way, or Americans trying to negotiate her way out of a situation which she clearly was guilty of under Russian law. She should have known better. So here are all of these, this guy's saying, all these veterans who have problems, we don't seem to have enough money to take care of them, but we got enough money to try to get you out of jail for doing something stupid that you should have known that you shouldn't have done. I thought it was an interesting guy. I was obviously angry. And I think there are kind of a lot of people who are angry. And Brittany Griner seems to be, like, taking this as if she was wrong, according to the Russians. And according to Russian law, she was. We may say over here, oh, what's having a joint? She's got all these pains, and so she smokes a joint, and yada, yada, yada. But she's been over there before. She clearly knows that it wasn't the thing to do, and she can tell people all she wants. Oh, it was a mistake. I forgot I had it. Yada, yada. But you can see what the guy's talking about, I think. Don't you, Michael?
Mm-hmm. I certainly understand that. And I understand why people say, you know, why her, not me? How come that, not this?
Yeah.
This is all part of a conversation in terms of evaluating where we stand ethically, in terms of integrity, in terms of justice.
Yeah.
Valid questions, indeed.
Yep. Okay. The fact that we have this focus on the weather, climate change, Inflation Reduction, you put those two together at number five this week on the charts.
Yeah, well, they are related.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, yeah. Right. But also related to this story, not only the situation in America with what people think is climate change and the heat that we've had here. You and I both live in Massachusetts. It's been very humid and hot last couple of weeks. And so what about the weather has caused these fires? Look at the situation in France. We'll talk about that and other climate change issues after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, 45 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio review, a part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. He always has lots of pithy thoughts and insight, information about the stories and the hosts. So I wanted to expand on number five, if I can, with your permission, Michael, talking about the climate and are the climate changes causing these fires. Look at the temperatures in Europe this week. England was 107, was 104 in France, and all these fires around the great wine country, Bordeaux, in flames. 37,000 acres have been destroyed. They don't usually have these kinds of problems in Europe. We have them here, but they don't seem to, they haven't had this kind of heat. So that adds fuel to the fire, pardon the pun, to all the discussion, right, about climate change and chicken
little
skies
falling. Yeah. Between the actual weather and then the fact that we have a major piece of legislation that includes the environment, climate change remains a major topic of conversation. Even when we're talking about Trump and Mar-a-Lago, climate change is big now in terms of being an area that's talked about in the media, both mainstream and alternative.
Yeah. It is really very, it's interesting to see how this all plays out in America. The solution is solar energy, according to some. I happen to believe solar energy is very, very practical and very good. Electric cars, I'm not convinced about that. But, man, you see the number of electric cars that are being sold and the incentives in this bill. If you live in California and you buy an American-made electric car, you're going to get $10,000 off your taxes. Just like that, for buying an electric car made in America. And that's huge. A lot of people would be, that's good for the economy's number four. So it relates, four and five are kind of related anyway, don't you think?
Yeah, they're totally related. That's why they're next to each other.
Right.
Why didn't
I figure that out?
you think it's easy putting this survey together every week? Not easy. A lot of thought goes into it, and it's certainly imperfect. But I hate to say this, nobody does it better.
Well, that's for sure. I agree with that. By the way, and this is not about it not being perfect, but a lot of people are talking about Anne Heche.
That would have been number 11. The death of Olivia Newton-John and the dire circumstances of Anne Heche. She may die. It doesn't look very good.
Well, they're already figuring out how to get her, extract her organs. So, adios. But, you know, you wonder the behind the scenes is what was going on in her life. And doesn't this make for good dramatic talk radio as well? What in the world is going on in this woman's life? She has fentanyl in her system, cocaine in her system. There was an empty bottle in the front seat, but apparently she wasn't drunk. She was just high on all kinds of things because her life, according to people that are close to her, was a mess. And this is her way of checking out.
Possibly. I don't know, you know, the details of what led her to have that, what it was like a one-car accident.
Yeah.
But certainly what we've learned time and time again is that just because a person is a celebrity and just because they're wealthy doesn't mean they don't have major problems.
Right.
Either brought on by themselves or the pressure they face being a celebrity and maintaining that stature.
You know, the good news of the week with the economy at number four again, the stock market sort of is stabilizing, price of gasoline's going down, houses are the price of a mortgage is going down. So this may be, I don't think it's over, but I've said many times on the air, I don't think this particular bump in the road is going to be that long-lasting because there are too many strong signs.
My opinion is we're going to have a roaring 20s ahead of us. The economy is going to boom, and by the time 2024 comes around, the entire presidential election is going to be based on a whole different set of circumstances.
Not the economy, stupid?
I think the economy... I don't think the economy is going to be the issue. I may be wrong, but I see signs it's going to be booming.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, Michael Harrison here with Doug at 10 before the hour.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, who doesn't know? That's the theme from Jaws, right? Everybody knows that. So Chuck Curry, excuse me, who's having the same trouble with his voice that I am, except I got a microphone in front of me and I have to use it. We'll see what we can do about Chuck and his voice and find out why he wanted to play Jaws. It's probably because this is the anniversary of its first airing, didn't it? I think it started in August of 1973, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see how good my memory is. Plus, I want to talk about Steve Martin hinting at retirement and the questions about the future of this film, The Flash. All that stuff coming up in a moment here. All right, so Chucker, now that played the business at hand was Jaws, and there's always a point to you coming in with some of these themes, so what's the point of playing that right now?
Well, the reason we played Jaws is because to close out the summer, Labor Day weekend, Universal Pictures is going to re-release Jaws in the IMAX format, which will be the first time this iconic movie will be shown on the biggest screens possible. I am curious to see how it does if people, you know, come out to see it in that format. It's also going to be released in some theaters in 3D, which I have no interest whatsoever. Jaws is a character-driven movie, and it doesn't need to be shown in 3D. But IMAX is a different story. I think that's actually going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, but you've always been against 3D, it seems. I don't like 3D either.
I'm not a fan.
No. All right, the future...
I think 3D in short intervals is fine, but for feature-length movies, the whole running time of 2 hours, I'm not a fan.
Right. Once in a while, it's okay. All right, the future of The Flash, this highly anticipated flick, the Ezra Miller thing, with all of his trouble with the law. So what does that do for him and for this movie?
Well, it was a story that broke yesterday, and they're talking about Warner Brothers, like their list of possibilities of what they could do. And the last one would be actually cancel a film outright like they did Batgirl. Now, it is reportedly a budget of $150 million plus. The lead, who's had all sorts of issues publicly and has made horrible headlines for the studio playing the lead, The Flash. What do you do with a movie that you can't market the lead actor around? Meaning if you show his footage and you see his face, people think, oh, this guy's trouble. But the question is it really going to keep fans away from the film that want to see this movie? In my case, it's not. I mean, I want to see it because Michael Keaton plays Batman in the movie, and I hear it's tested very well in preview test screening, so it's not going to affect me. I think option number two would be to recast the role, and since it deals with a multiverse storyline, all you really have to do is have a new actor play that character in the last 15 minutes, and then you move forward in the future. So I would be surprised if they cancel it, but not shocked, because he is pretty... And I mean pretty toxic.
So you could, what you're saying, if I hear you correctly, is because of the makeup and the outfit that he's wearing, you can't tell it's him until the end of the movie.
Well, you can by his eyes. No, and here's the thing. Like Spider-Man, right, they did that multiverse where they brought in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to play Spider-Man alongside Tom Holland. There's a multiverse timeline storyline in this movie. That's how they have Michael Keaton's Batman from the 80s in this universe. So what they could do is they could go into the timeline, let's say, of the Flash TV show on CW and have that actor come back to play the Flash in the last act of the movie going forward. They probably have to do a few reshoots, but they've thrown enough money as it is. I doubt the studio is going to want to lose $150 million. So if they have to spend another 20 in reshoots, I think they're going to do it. But this guy is toxic, and it's going to be unlikely that he's going to have any sort of future in movies going forward, which is on him.
Steve Martin says he may retire. That's an interesting thing. We'll talk about that. I don't think that he is, but there's somebody wants to talk about it, it would seem. Yeah, right, agreed. All right, we'll have the box office totals on Monday when we get together again. Chuck Curry here, our movie man. Movie Moments on the Doug Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.